Richard Arnold, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Miss Swift is on the stand.
Yes, one of the world's most popular music performers, Taylor Swift, finally taking the stand in the case where she claims she was groped by a former radio DJ. Radio man David Mueller was fired after the pop star's people complained to his boss about his behavior at a meet and greet in Denver a while back, and is suing Taylor Swift for $3 million. So she is countersuing for $1 to make a point, she says. On the stand today, the 27-year-old singer said there was a definite grab by Mueller, a very long grab, she says. It was intentional. He stayed latched onto my bare cheek. She used another expression. She says he grabbed her underneath her skirt, something she says was not seen by others because they were taking a photo and had their backs to the wall. Swift says she could pick Mueller out of a line of 1,000 people and describe the incident as horrible and shocking. She said, he had a handful of my bleep, it happened to me. Then she responded to defense questions suggesting she had made life tough for Mueller, saying, quote, I'm being blamed for the unfortunate events of his life that are the product of his decisions, not mine. So this was a strong statement. We've also heard from Taylor Swift's mother, Andrea Swift, saying her daughter complained immediately that she had been groped, and the mother said, quote, I heard it from my daughter's mouth. He sexually assaulted her. Right there, that guy. Meantime, Mueller had squirmed in his seat earlier as he was shown the photo that was taken when he and his girlfriend met with Swift. It shows his arm around her below the waist. So Swift's lawyer demanded that he explain the position of his hand. Awkward is the best way to describe the photo, he conceded. Her lawyers have called that photo, quote, damning proof that Mueller groped her. Mueller has testified that he may have touched the pop star's ribs with a closed hand as he tried to get into the photo, but didn't touch her backside as she claims. He says their hands and arms touched as they were trying to reach around each other for the picture, and says all this lasted no more than 40 seconds. Still, he has also testified that while he recorded it all on his phone and then onto his laptop, he spilled coffee on his computer and destroyed it and damaged his phone while out hiking. So a few little issues for jurors to consider there.
Yes, indeed. Where are we at with this Google engineer? He's talking.
He is, and this is bizarre. Julian Assange, the creator of WikiLeaks, still holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to protect himself against sexual assault claims, is offering a job now to this former Google staffer who was sacked for writing a memo critical of women in Silicon Valley. Does Assange really want to put himself in the midst of controversy over the treatment of women? Anyway, the fired Google worker turns out to be a young bloke, 28-year-old James Damore. He wrote that biological differences play a role in the shortage of women in tech and leadership jobs in Silicon Valley. He wrote in part, quote, women have a men have a higher drive for status, and women on average have more neuroticism. Google fired him, they said, for perpetuating gender stereotypes. Damore now is speaking out publicly.
The culture is very left-leaning and just intolerant of anyone that holds a differing opinion.
Well, Google has a workforce that is 69% male. And Kate Houston, who worked for Google in Canada and Australia, says she is fed up with the boys' club attitudes in the tech industry.
I saw many of my women friends also be treated poorly by the men that they worked with. And, you know, eventually I didn't want to do that anymore.
So this opens up a number of contentious
issues. Yes, it does. You have a good weekend, mate. We'll see you Monday. Appreciate it. Richard Arnold.